USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic impact on Americans thanks to the war in Ukraine. Yellen saying Americans will deal with disruptions on the flow of energy and food as a result of Russia's unprovoked invasion. The Treasury Secretary adding Russia and Ukraine account for around one-third of the world's wheat exports. Residents in Texas are cleaning up after a storm with winds of over 100 miles an hour blew through East Texas, causing power outages, property damage, and falling trees that killed at least one man. Resident Ron Roan describes how his home was affected.
They raised trailer up a couple of feet and blocked us in. We had a fire department come cut things out so we can get out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A governor in a state is expected to sign a near-total ban on abortion.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA is warning that tainted raw oysters could be linked to a norovirus outbreak. The oysters are from British Columbia and were sold to restaurants and retailers in at least 30 states. Norovirus is highly contagious and often causes stomach flu, producing symptoms such as abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Ukrainian military officials released images earlier this week of dead bodies left in the streets of Bucha after Russian military forces retreated from the city. Attorney General Merrick Garland explains what role the Justice Department is serving in the investigation of the images.
The United States is, at the request of the Ukrainian prosecutor, assisting in the collection of information with respect to the atrocities that took place in Ukraine and that are still taking place.
The Pentagon has announced another $100 million to Ukraine for military aid such as Javelin anti-armor missiles. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox News that the United States still isn't doing enough to support Ukraine.
All around, we have an administration that projects weakness on a daily basis rather than strength, and the whole world is turned upside down because of it.
He says Biden's proposed budget cuts military spending in a way that would be counterproductive. Attorneys for the family of Tyree Sampson are planning to file a lawsuit. 14-year-old Sampson fell from the Orlando free fall ride Icon Park 2 weeks ago. Attorneys Ben Crump and Michael Haggard say the ride's manual has a weight limit, but there was no sign or scale for guests. Sampson weighed 320 pounds, and the maximum capacity for the ride is 286 pounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.